Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. Thanks for being with us on this Inauguration Day 2009. And, of course, the major event of the day, the swearing-in of Barack Obama as our nation's 44th president. At the beginning of the program, you heard the slightly awkward transition as Chief Justice John Roberts got a few of his words mixed up and the new president jumped the gun on a couple different lines in the oath. But in the end, the oath was successful and Obama is our nation's 44th president. His inaugural address touched on a number of key themes, and later in this edition, we'll have extended excerpts of that inaugural address. One of the things clearly stressed by the new president to the nearly 2 million folks gathered on the National Mall, as well as to the millions watching across the country and around the world, was that America will bounce back from this current economic crisis because our workers and our ingenuity are second to none.
We remain the most prosperous, powerful nation on earth. Our workers are no less productive than when this crisis began. Our minds are no less inventive, our goods and services no less needed than they were last week or last month or last year. Our capacity remains undiminished, but our time of standing pat, of protecting narrow interests and putting off unpleasant decisions, that time has surely passed. Starting today, we must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America.
In a speech that at certain points sounded more like a campaign rally than an inaugural address, Obama says that America has chosen hope over fear. He also listed some of the challenges America faces both at home and abroad and says while those challenges are difficult, they will be met and resolved.
Today I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met.
Obama once again reiterated that America is the most powerful government in the world, but he says that real power is not resting in the government.
For as much as government can do and must do, it is ultimately the faith and determination of the American people upon which this nation relies.
The new president also focused on the international scene and in a clear reference to his disapproval of the way the Bush administration handled foreign policy over the past 8 years, he says that his administration will have an open hand of friendship for all those willing to meet them.
And so, to all the other peoples and governments who are watching today, from the grandest capitals to the small village where my father was born, know that America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity, and we are ready to lead once more.
You heard Obama reference his father, Obama, of course, the first black president in American history, and he says this historic moment is not lost on him.
This is the source of our confidence. The knowledge that God calls on us to shape an uncertain destiny. This is the meaning of our liberty and our creed, why men and women and children of every race and every faith can join in celebration across this magnificent mall, and why a man whose father less than 60 years ago might not have been served at a local restaurant can now stand before you, take a most sacred oath.
The historic racial achievement of Barack Obama was noted in the invocation by the Reverend Rick Warren and also in the benediction by the Reverend Joseph Lowry. However, how Reverend Lowry addressed the subject raised the eyebrows of more than a few.
Lord, in the memory of all the saints who from their labors rest, and in the joy of a new beginning, we ask you to help us work for that day when black will not be asked to get back, when brown can stick around, when yellow will be mellow, when the red man can get ahead, man, and when white will embrace what is right. Let all those who do justice and love mercy say amen.
The celebration of a new presidency also took a somber turn today at the luncheon inside the Capitol, as two sitting U.S. senators had to be removed due to medical conditions. 91-year-old Robert Byrd of West Virginia fell ill while eating his lunch, and shortly after that, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, who of course is battling brain cancer, suffered a seizure. His condition is considered much more serious, although his office now saying that it was just the exhaustion of the day that caught up with the senator and that he is recovering well. Also today, the first of several cabinet appointees by President Obama confirmed by the Senate. Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack confirmed for the position of Secretary of Agriculture, Stephen Chu at Energy, and Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security. A Senate vote on the Secretary of State nomination of Hillary Clinton is scheduled for Wednesday. And Wall Street issued a rude welcome to the new president. The Dow Jones on Tuesday off 332 points to close at 7949. The Nasdaq off 88 points to 1441. The S&P 500 down 45 to 805. Crude oil up $2.23 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, why we can expect the new president to quickly roll back some of the pro-life policies of former President George W. Bush. We'll hear extended excerpts of the Obama inaugural address. And when we come back, how Democrats are reacting to their party being back in the White House. Stay tuned.